Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Why, hello there.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Yes, we took the dogs for a very long car ride and for a beautiful walk, and now they are just snoozing, and so we're going to get a video up while we can.
I know. Let's, you know, get this all done when the babies are sleeping. Absolutely.
Please do subscribe if you haven't to both channels. There should be a video up pretty much every day on one or the other, if not both. And so we've been taking a little break over at Evolutionary and trying to go a little bit deeper into the spiritual side of things for people that have never been exposed to new ideas. And that's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. Yeah, we get the same stuff hammered at us constantly. And, you know, it's nice to be able to pop open the top of the box that we find ourselves living in and take a peek out.
Yes, what exactly is out there?
Oh. Ah, we shall see, Grasshopper.
Ah, Grasshopper.
Also, do check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com if you want to learn more about us. We want to thank everybody that's supporting us over on Ko-Fi, where you could do a one-time donation or you could do monthly, just like on Patreon. And also over on Patreon itself, where membership over there starts at just $1 a month. And it does, again, help us to keep making these videos and reaching as many people as possible.
And we want to say a huge thank you to Rob for your support. Very much appreciated.
And just one more time for Brian in Canada. Beautiful person over
yes,
there.
Thank you, Brian.
He's holding the light for so many. So, guys, is this any sort of sign?
Oh.
What you make of that? I mean,
I don't know. What are those elementals doing?
I gotta take it as a sign. I see it as a sign. And what he says is he's ready to serve Pennsylvania while American flags are being blown away in the background. Yeah, you know, again, I do completely believe that we are literally in the last months of the United States of America as you know it. The Pluto transit began 2/22/2022, and we're in that process right now. The United States is being remade, and it's not going to be the same. And there's so much, what can you say, destruction from within, let's just say, that is becoming so incredibly obvious that it's got to be part of the plan to just make it that obvious, don't you think?
Well, there's just one or two or 50 million more coincidences than, you know, than I can handle.
One, two, 50 million, you know,
yeah. It,
that type of thing. Outage in Pennsylvania, by the way, as we were talking about Fetterman. And Fetterman, by the way, you know, questions about his health. He has suffered, you know, his health has suffered. Obviously, he did something that so many people did do. He's had a stroke. He's not seemed healthy. He's seemed unsteady at times. He's not up there in age. I mean, I don't even know what his age is, but I would think he's in his 40s.
Yeah.
But again, there's people dropping like flies right now at any age. It doesn't really seem to matter what the age is because, you know, hey, it could be from excessive gardening. You know, excessive gardening and all of a sudden a heart attack.
Yes.
It could be, you know, maybe you mowed the lawn one time too many and all of a sudden it's a stroke. Or maybe you had, you know, I don't know, one more jog than you should have. And now all of a sudden stage 4 cancer all through the body. I mean, this is what we're kind of being told.
Yeah, you know, and I also heard about people having extra cardiac trouble if they go on an airplane now, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, airplanes, gardening, jogging. It's, you know, maybe it's even reading certain books. Maybe you can no longer read certain books. I don't know. But, you know, there's there's got to be something that ties all these excessive deaths together. I wonder what it could be.
That's a tough one.
Well, the thing is, we can't really say what we think it could be, but, you know, you guys understand. So anyway, going back, outage in Pennsylvania voter database. No kidding, as Election Day is just a couple days away. Yeah. Commonwealth Enterprises is experiencing widespread outages impacting various services offshore. The outage is currently impacting report correspondence and poll book generation. So, you know, as far as verifying, you know, are you on the election rolls? This is all about election rolls. Yeah, we've already been warned there's going to be delays in counting. You got to just get the bigger picture. It's almost more like what can create more tension, more stress, more anxiety, more aggravation, more anger? Well, whatever could do that, we'll probably experience.
It's just all got to be climate change.
It's just a series of just coincidences.
Yes, many coincidences, guys.
And, you know, there's somebody that has a habit of misspeaking. Time and time and time again. Let's just listen.
When I took office, the economy was in ruins. When I took office, the economy was in ruins.
Maybe he can't perceive the flow of time because the economy's in ruins now. It's much, much worse than it was, you know, 18 months, 20 months, 2 years ago. Much worse. I don't think that's even close to debatable. Inflation 1.4%, gas prices $2.39 a gallon. Inflation's 8.2% now. That's something that how many people would have thought in such a short time we'd have this type of inflation. Now I know a lot of you guys probably did expect it because you've been following channels like this and Adapt 2030 and so many others that have been talking about what's coming. So you guys get it, but the average people out there that still have their head deep in the sand, $3.76 a gallon, and in Nevada it's close to $5. California it's over $5. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but share your local prices and what are you seeing out there today? The best price I saw was $3.09, I think. $3.09, wasn't that? I think so, and that didn't feel too bad, but it was still, you know, much more than it was before he stepped into Casablanca. So let's listen to his words of wisdom here.
Call me up and said they're going to go all electric by 3035.
By what? All electric by when?
Call me up and said they're going to go all electric by 3035.
General Motors called him up and said they're going to go all electric by...
Call me up and said they're going to go all electric by 3035.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I would think in, you know, 1,011 years or 12 years. Yeah, that's reasonable.
Well, I know they kind of project far ahead, but that's pretty far ahead.
Well, he must know about some really good Anunnaki Ijiji life extension capabilities that he's not sharing.
I believe you're right.
Okay, so, you know, how about, this is like, I mean, you just can't, the hits, they keep coming.
At the time, Amy Bear was, Chairman Bear of General Motors, was suing the state of California.
Okay, so there he's talking about two different people. You know, I mean, yeah, this sounds similar, Mary Barra with Amy Coney Barrett.
At the time, Amy Bear was, Chairman Barra of General Motors was suing the state of California.
Now, you know he wants to run again.
You know, all these, poor guy, minor details, right?
Yeah, he again, he's somebody you can't run to the bathroom.
Right.
But he wants to run and be the head, you know, the top actor in this country.
Well, maybe he's going to get good to running at the bathroom. He'll get there.
Yeah, well, let's listen to some more wisdom.
To Syracuse, New York, where I went to law school. And the company called Micron is investing $100 billion to manufacture chips, the biggest investment of its kind ever in American history. $100 billion. Before that, I was in a little further down in the middle of New York, and an outfit called IBM. They're investing in these chips for serious. Anyway, I won't go through them all, but.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's got to be part of the plan, you know, just to show how quick-witted, how sharp, and how accurate he is.
Well, it just goes to show what a great position we're in.
Yeah, and what are they going to do with all these chips anyway? Sometimes I think he says something, and then there's probably a whole bunch of people at the WEF saying, mm-hmm. Well, you know, we got to have him look a little senile, but now he's going too far. Yeah. Too far, don't say that, Joe.
So it's going to become a win generation. And all they're doing is they're going to save them a hell of a lot of money and using the same transmission line they transmitted the coal-fired electric on. We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America and having wind and solar.
Yeah, and they've already come out and said that we don't have enough power supply to supply that much as far as for the batteries and lithium, and we've seen how that situation is with poor little guys that are, you know, in single digits working in lithium mines in Africa still. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And there's not enough to power the amount that you would need to supplant the coal. So what's really going on with shutting down so much of the energy sector all at the same time under the guise of global warming? What's really going on? As you see this from Zero Hedge, 46 betrayed as CNN and the NYT, New York Times fact checkers, set the stage for downfall. Last week, New York Times wrote a puff piece which framed President Biden's numerous gaffes during a Florida rally as verbal fumbling. You can fumble. I fumble. We all fumble. Man, he's the king of fumbles. I mean, he is the king. Give him the crown when it comes to fumbles.
He needs a trophy.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
No change in the quality of it. Just change in the price. And they talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. I mean, excuse me, the war in Ukraine. And thinking of Iraq because that's where my son died.
Yeah, same day White House was called out by CNN's Daniel Dale over a now deleted tweet claiming seniors are getting the biggest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years through number 46's leadership, when in fact the size of Social Security checks is linked by law to inflation. So the more inflation, the bigger the increase. It's pretty simple. And, you know, again, quite the spin. We're used to spin. And so he repeated the claim twice last week again. You know, he can't get the new updated cue cards. Maybe he does have a really good memory, maybe, and he's remembering the cue cards from weeks ago, and he's not getting up to date.
I know, you know, I mean, this just all these minor details adding up.
Yeah, it's beyond hilarious, isn't it? If it wasn't so painful, it would be hilarious. It is kind of funny still, but it's like funny where you're crying funny.
Yeah, you know, it's just has a little bit of a solar plexus clench to it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he is, New York Times, as the midterm elections near, President Biden has increasingly made exaggerations or misstatements about his influence on the U.S. economy and his policy record. Well, that's kind of being nice about it, but, you know, it still is kind of calling him out. You know, technically, lies, you know, fact checking, these are lies. This is disinformation. Actually, people could go to jail for certain types of misinformation. And in reality, in this world now, in the United States right now, you know, we just had somebody getting out of Gitmo after 20 years of never being charged with anything. Well, I wonder how he would like it.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it only accounts for certain people, not these guys.
It's, you know, the gas prices, the Social Security hike. I mean, it just, you know, yeah, it's a spin, New York Times. He's spinning his economic record. So are they bailing? Is all of a sudden the New York Times and CNN, are all these media sources that have always leaned left now all of a sudden going to lean right? You know, again, what's the bigger goal? What do they need? They need the U.S. in full, all-out civil war disintegration in order to bring about their desired change. And, you know, again, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. So, you know, again, it's hilarious. Fact check leads White House to delete the tweet, and then the spin begins. Oh, yeah, yeah. The tweet was not complete. Usually when we put out a tweet, we post it with the context. Oh, and we get those context verifications all the time.
Yeah.
Look at the context. Oh. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. Again, bridges for sale in Brooklyn.
Well,
cheaper by the dozen.
Well, you know, it's only tough if you're actually telling the truth.
Oh, the truth. The truth. Biden admits Republicans may impeach him if they win back the House and the Senate. And when you look to the polls, it's showing that things are swinging to the right. Now, can you imagine how people would be if they keep swinging to the right and then when Election Day comes, it's a landslide on the left? Ooh, that's going to be ugly. That would be an ugly thing here. So does he lie 24/7? Yeah, do you think he's a decent man? Delaware State University denies he was a student after claim he got started there. There's been so many things that he has said that it's almost like, you know, that uncle that is embarrassing to everybody, but at the same time you kind of humor him because, you know, overall he means well. Well, in this case, I don't think truly it's meaning well. I really, really don't think so. I mean, I've seen too much, I was going to say H-I, but then it would be H-A, I-R, mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not a decent human being at all. If you read the energy, this is somebody that is absolutely reprehensible to the highest degree. You know, somebody had said once, you know, why you're picking on him? Why don't you pick on number 45? Well, we picked on 45 too. And, you know, just because, you know, one person has their flaws doesn't mean you ignore the flaws in another person. Especially, again, when it's such serious flaws. Because, again, doesn't it seem like rumors, all these rumors, just give them enough time, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't need fact checkers.
Mm-mm. Nope, you don't.
Let's listen to 2007, when he actually seemed to be a cognitive to a degree.
How are you going to keep it from us being able to be in a position where you can manipulate the machines, manipulate the records? The one way to do that is, I think we should pass a federal law mandating that the same machines with paper trails be mandatory for every federal election. That will be a multi-billion dollar bill for the states, because the states will have to make a choice then. They'll have to make a choice whether or not they have two machines. We can't mandate, as you know, state elections. We can't tell the state of Delaware or Ohio or Texas what machines and what method they use to vote in their state elections, but we can do it federally. So in a nutshell, I think we should be mandating that we have a paper ballot with a standardized machine.
Uh-huh. So machines can be easily, yeah, not a mani-pedi. By the way, 46 fund scientists using organs from, yeah, the RV Wade thing to create humanized mice. Wait a minute, humanized mice. Where did we hear that? We heard humanized mice recently, didn't we?
Yeah, just a few weeks ago, they were talking about something about humanized mice and dropping dead because they were testing something on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's that. Well, let's see. You know, the Republican Party is known as the GOP. Now, if we change that P to an F, then it's relating to something that Rand Paul was bringing up a lot before with the sickle maker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And how you got, you know, you took this one nasty thing and you changed it, and all of a sudden it became so much nastier that 80% of these mice were just no longer with us anymore. Those were those humanized ones.
Yeah, those ones.
So that's how that works. Wow. Yep. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for straightening that out.
Well, you're very welcome.
And I love this. This was hilarious. This was just hilarious. Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
But I was a little concerned today, I'm going to be honest, when I saw Hillary Clinton bad-mouthing me. And she looked angry and actually scared and just completely unrelated. I want you to know, just in case you're wondering, I'm in perfect health. My brakes on my car are in good shape, and I'm not suicidal. And we're.
You got to say it. And by the way, we are both in perfect health.
Yes.
You know, the brakes on our car is very good. No problem there. There's no lines that are leaking or anything like that. Neither of us have ever had any suicidal tendencies. Right. So we just wanted to get that across to you guys too, just in case Hillary is listening.
Yes, and the pups are healthy too.
Absolutely. So as we were seeing now, the GOP is a slate favorite to win the Senate. And you could see here how it looks. It looks like it should be leaning towards the right. This is what has changed, as you see over time. It's crisscrossed and changed. Crisscross applesauce.
Applesauce, crisscross.
Yes, she likes to do that.
I do.
Now, again, what are we going to get? I wouldn't be surprised if we had the exact opposite of everything that was being put out there, because that would be what would typically get you the most shock and surprise and outraged people. So Liz Cheney endorses the Democrat Abigail Spanberger in Virginia. Now, of course, why should any of us care what she thinks? Because, again, she's married to one of the people that I would list as one of the most atrocious human beings to walk the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you cannot see the dark energy that is surrounding her husband, you want to talk about cold-blooded, you know. And again, this is just what we see looking at the energy. It's pretty obvious, you know. Again, I wouldn't pay any attention. Again, the whole system is corrupt. And when we look to this, here are the 10 biggest donors in the midterm elections. You know, there is most definitely a resemblance going on between, you know, the one that Darth Vader kneels to and calls my master, and this guy.
Yeah.
And also some of the popes. There's like this corruptibility thing that transforms people, and you could just see right through it. Yes, he's up here at the, you know, one of the top of the list there in donations. Donations, PACs, bribery. This is what our system is based on, bribery. Hello, do we really think we are going to get an honest and fair result when it's all about bribery? It's all based on who has the most money behind them to control everything, from the narrative to, you know, those that are going to be talking about everything that's happening and forming opinions in people's minds that don't have the time to look deeper themselves. So they just click on something and they just listen to what's said, and that settles in. So this is the founder of the shipping giant Uline, one of the nation's largest privately owned companies. And yeah, we see that it's a mix on both sides of the aisle. A hedge fund again, Susquehanna, International Group is another. Timothy Mellon, the Mellon family, is another one of those families that goes deep. It goes on and on. A crypto person here, Sam Bankman-Fried, billionaire. Again, when a the system's not fair because, again, the rich control the narrative, because it's all about who can, you know, who, for one, who can touch the most people, who can afford to buy the ads and stuff. This whole system is just, you can't fix it. You can't fix it. Again, it's based on money. It's based on being able to control the narratives, control everything. So do you think it's going to be 45 and DeSantis? Or do you think it's going to be 45 versus DeSantis? So interesting to see. Now, 45 is supposed to make a statement probably within a week after the election officially. And when you look at the salaries of some of TV's top reporters, you can see some are paid well, some are paid exceedingly well. And can you trust them when they're getting paid so much money to give you a straight narrative? 200K is good money in my mind, absolutely. 11 million, that's a massive amount. 500K, 3 million, 400K, 15 million. You know, again, money controls everything. 7 million for Rachel Maddow. Again, you know, these people have massive vested interests in those that are paying to fund their way of life. Can you really trust them? Because, you know, they got a handsome smile and a nice way coming across to people. No, we've awoken to that. A lot of us have. Still, some people still have to wake up.
They do. And I just keep remembering that saying I heard somewhere, he who has the gold makes the rules.
That's the way this, you know, system works. Absolutely. So the medical nonprofit Doctors Without Borders distributing maps for migrants that show routes through Central America to reach the U.S. And the kicker, the organization providing the maps is funded by a number of prominent tech companies, including the one that this venue belongs to. Yes, Alphabet, Google. Again, there's a reason why you're not allowed to speak about certain things. Amazon as well. Elon Musk. Bloomberg. Because there's a much, much bigger plan, and some of these guys are going to play one side of the fence, some are going to play the other, some are going to don a white hat, others are going to don a black hat. Hey, they're all actors in this drama that's ongoing, and it's part of a much bigger plan. 1,300 Starlink satellite communication terminals stop working in Ukraine because of funding. And meanwhile, we have Japan and U.S. conducting joint exercises amid the recent North Korean missile launches, you know, 24 or more. So, you know, this is still building, and it's going to keep building. And the other thing it's building is now the amount of people that were born here in the United States that have now died over in Ukraine, literally fighting Russians, even though there is no official World War III underway. Here's another that has died over in Ukraine fighting Russians. But again, if you live by the sword, you will die by the sword. At least that's a high likelihood. TSA to continue requiring the CURE for proof for non-U.S. citizens to enter the U.S. And the United States is the only Western country and among the few remaining countries to do so. You know, you got to wonder what's going on there as well. There's so many things that make us say, huh, I wonder about that. Do you wonder about this blue light? Well, scientists are, because they don't know exactly what it is. There's a new form of aurora. There was a particular weather channel, local weather channel, that was giving new classifications that came out about new types of clouds. And of course, many of them are related to the CHEM version of clouds. So this, they're saying, I mean, we don't know. It could be a new form of Aurora, or maybe it's some sort of missile or rocket, you know, similar, right?
Oh, I'm sure science has it covered.
Yeah, mysterious blue auroras over Sweden. Do you get a vibe on this one?
You know, when I see these auroras and you feel these auroras. Well,
this feels so much different than this, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. But they both have a personality to them. That's what I'm saying. There's personality to both.
So. Well, then again, yeah, if we saw a being made out of pure plasma, we might not think of it in terms of being a person.
Right.
Yeah, that's understandable. And by the way, there was a strong tornado outbreak. Hitting Texas and Oklahoma, over 100,000 people without power. And these moved in through the Texarkana area. Last night, we did feel storms rolling through. Thankfully, everything was fine. Again, you're going to get that in this area. It's one of those things where, you know, we have vast changes depending on way the wind is blowing. And today is absolutely gorgeous, but it does help to put up your own umbrella, so to speak. So, as far as put your intention out there, and you know, we would work with the elementals is the way we would do it. Is, you know, because there are elemental beings, which are real. They're conscious, and if we can get in touch with them, we can actually ask them to help protect us in these times. And of course, if you feel only comfortable talking to any particular being, then of course use that. You know, whether it's, you know, just saying, you know, God, Source, Jesus, Yeshua, Mary, you know, the list is infinite of all the different, you know, beings that have been viewed in a benevolent light. But absolutely, you know, you can also call on the elemental forces to help protect you.
And you know what I did last night, you know, and I asked Mike to be bigger with me, but I made myself very, very big to make sure that I covered this little town. And, you know, you kind of just, you root into the earth with your energy and you'll feel your feet tingling. You'll feel it. And you make yourself big and you just envision your home and look down on your home and your home gets smaller and you get bigger and you're making yourself an umbrella. You're making yourself an umbrella to everyone, and that can go all the way out into the cosmos. And that matters. That's helpful.
Absolutely. You know, the very first part of the ritual that came from the group, the Golden Dawn, on the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram is to root and ground yourself and visualize yourself becoming larger and larger and larger. So large that you're looking down on, say, your house, then you're looking down on, say, your town, then you're looking down on your country and expanding out so you could see all the oceans, you see the entirety of the planet and keep expanding outward. You know, that's part of the shift from our perception from the part of our consciousness that's within the body to the greater, more expansive part that's not bound by the body. And so this is something that's taught in the mystery schools. This is something that's taught in lodges, in secret societies, you know, and also taught openly in many cases in certain traditions. And again, you know, we've talked about this in other videos as well. You know, one of the things that we need to do is get out there and play. You know, look at how nature enjoys nature, and nature enjoys being itself. We again are non-physical beings ultimately having a physical experience, and these are the same. These are souls enjoying being a dog and having fun. And you know, we could learn so much from our pets and from just animals in nature as a whole. We got to get out there and enjoy ourselves more. You know, it's true that the system, really part of the whole goal of the system, is to keep you annoyed, irritated, frustrated, angry, all the above.
Right. And so many people, they still have to go and they need to look at the news. They need to know what's going on because that's where they're at right now. It makes them feel safe. But after you do that, do something like this. Watch some beings like this. Cleanse your aura, cleanse your soul. Don't hang on to that hatred and that nastiness that they put out there in the news. Don't fall for that trick. You find yourself some gorgeous puppies, kittens, you know, any animals, funny animals, and you allow yourself to end your day with that vibration.
Absolutely. As always, guys, much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.